Nationwide, tens of thousands of veterans have been waiting 3 months or more to get their first VA medical appointment. The long delays have prompted widespread outrage and have triggered audits of dozens of VA medical centers. San Diego's VA system is not under investigation. Still, wait times for new patients in San Diego average 44 days. KPBS health reporter Kenny Goldberg takes a look at the situation and what the VA is doing to improve it.
Now serving ticket number E.
There's a constant flow of patients at the VA Medical Center in La Jolla. Inside one of the clinics, it's hurry up and wait for the patients who have appointments. Outside, ex-Marine Joel Dominguez says when he first entered the VA medical system, it took him 6 months to get an appointment. Dominguez says that's just too long.
And the length of time that you have to wait kind of discourages you, so you lose, I know it sounds bad, but you lose interest in trying to solve your medical issues. So you just don't have any faith in the system, so you stop trying.
San Diego VA officials say the vast majority of existing patients can get in to see their primary care doctor within 2 weeks. But they admit new patients usually have to wait for 6 weeks.
Thank you for calling San Diego VA Call Center. My name is Jeanette. May I have your last name and last four numbers of your social?
The VA's call center in Mission Valley makes appointments for all San Diego patients. Lately, they've received more than 10,000 calls a week. Donna Fagan is the VA's Chief of Health Administrative Services. She says operators are using antiquated scheduling software that makes it difficult to find an open appointment.
You know, instead of it just being maybe a big calendar where you can see everybody's schedule and who's up next, if you will. No, you have to go through every single clinic. And we have thousands of clinics in our computer.
Fagan says it takes a long time to master the dodgy software. But because of low pay, schedulers don't usually stick around long enough. VA Medical Center Chief of Staff Robert Smith says San Diego's system faces two fundamental challenges.
Space and resources, and that's been true of the VA in San Diego for a long time. We do well in terms of the care that we provide, but we also have the challenge that this has been a growing community of veterans for a long period of time.
Patient volume in San Diego has been growing by leaps and bounds. Over the last decade, the number of outpatient visits has increased by 81%. But the VA's budget hasn't kept pace. Dr. Smith says their budget for any given year is based on the number of patients they treated 2 years prior.
And in an environment where you're growing at 5% per year, as we have been, that means that our annual budget is anywhere from 5 to 7% behind what we might need to care for the number of veterans that we have to take care of.
Dr. Smith says, in addition, the medical center in La Jolla and the clinics in other parts of the region are at or near capacity.
You know, if I bring on another primary care provider, I have to have an office to put him in. I have to have exam rooms for him to see patients. And if we're running out of space, we have real limitations on that.
But some improvements are coming soon. Construction crews are putting the finishing touches on a new VA clinic in Sorrento Valley. It's scheduled to open later this summer. This clinic will have four primary care teams. There will be 22 exam rooms where patients can get mental health care, regular health care, and even nutrition services. The new clinic should help ease some of the burden on the VA's existing primary care doctors, each of whom care for about 1,200 patients each. San Diego's VA is also slated to get an extra $11 million before the end of the year. That will cover vets who choose to go outside of the system, rather than wait months for a medical appointment at the VA. Veteran Joel Dominguez says his significant other, who is also an ex-Marine, hasn't found it easy to get care for her injured back.
She got out in 2010, and she's still trying very hard to get these things taken care of.
The VA has expanded its clinic's hours and has opened additional primary care clinics on Saturdays. Dr. Smith says it will probably take a few more months to build extra internal capacity. In the meantime, he says his staff is going all out.
You know, I don't know anybody that comes into this building to work that doesn't want to provide outstanding care for veterans. And I've never seen a more mission-driven group of people.
San Diego's VA treated 75,000 veterans last year. Kenny Goldberg, KPBS.